KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies at 61 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with showers developing this afternoon and a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And in the news this morning, Iowa's infrastructure ranks ninth worst in the country, according to a report by financial website 24/7 Wall Street. The study analyzed the age and upkeep of the state's roads, bridges, dams, and highway spending. The site's Aaron Granquist says the county-maintained rural bridges connecting farmland to metro areas are the most vulnerable. Granquist says they just don't have quite as much funding as the Iowa DOT or cities to address those bridges, so those county-rural bridges are really what brings the overall score down. Granquist said Iowa ranks higher in the more comprehensive reports, but he said a recent raise in the state's gas tax isn't enough to offset years of what he called deferred maintenance of public infrastructure. He says you'll see a sign leading to one of these rural bridges that says you can't go over this with more than 10,000 pounds or whatever, and that's some of the ways of trying to reduce the risk associated with those bridges. But Granquist says, you know, you really need to make sure that funding gets to the county level. He says the 2015 boost in the state's gas tax will help to fund improvement, but he said it's not enough to keep up with what he calls decades of deferred maintenance. Granquist made his comments on the Iowa Public Radio program River to River. Police in Red Oak say a woman suffered suspected serious incapacitating injuries during a motorcycle accident Tuesday. Officers responded to the area of North 6th Street and East Sunset Avenue at around 1 p.m. and found the motorcycle operator, 51-year-old Barbara Darlene Wilson of Red Oak, laying on the grass in a yard on the west side of the road. Authorities say it was clear the woman suffered from a broken leg in the accident that happened as she was leaving her house and was turning the cycle around to go back home, and the cycle got too close to a curb. The foot peg on the 2000 Honda VT1100C hit the curb, causing Wilson to fall off the bike, and then the cycle landed on her leg. The motorcycle was registered to a woman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and it sustained about $500 damage. Authorities say Wilson has a suspended license and that she emitted an odor of alcohol. Wilson was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Red Oak Rescue, and at the hospital, she refused to take a preliminary breath test for alcohol and was read the implied consent advisory. She still refused to consent to a sample of her blood and will be charged with driving under suspension and OWI first offense. Wilson was later transferred to Omaha to be treated for her broken leg. Officials of the Creston Police Department said yesterday three arrests took place and two thefts occurred. At around 2:12 a.m. Wednesday, 20-year-old Isaiah Foster of Creston was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Foster was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Late Tuesday morning, 23-year-old J.C. Glenn of Lenox and Anastasia Imsland of Gravity were both arrested in Creston for violation of a protection order. Glenn was also charged with driving while suspended. Both were released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. Tuesday morning, the Creston Park Apartments reported that sometime between August 18th and the 21st, two Dell computers were stolen from the apartment's community room. The loss was estimated at $700. And a woman residing in the 300 block of East Fremont Street in Creston reported to police that sometime overnight Monday into early Tuesday morning, someone broke into her vehicle that was parked near her home and took an old phone, a debit card, and a chemistry book. The loss there estimated at $200. Well, National Weather Service in Des Moines says a few strong to severe storms are possible this afternoon and overnight across western and central Iowa. The main threats are from large hail and damaging winds. Storms are expected to continue overnight, with a severe threat shifting eastward on Friday. Farmers and ranchers in two southeastern Iowa counties who've suffered losses and damages from recent drought may now be eligible for federal emergency loans. That news came Wednesday as the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that Appanoosa and Van Buren counties have been designated as primary natural disaster areas. Producers in the contiguous counties of Davis, Henry, Jefferson, Lee, Lucas, Monroe, Wapello, and Wayne, along with several in Missouri, are also eligible to apply for the emergency loans. Producers have until April the 8th of next year to apply for emergency loans to help cover the losses. Homeowners, renters, and businesses in four counties hit by flash flooding and severe weather in June and early July are not eligible for federal disaster aid. Governor Kim Reynolds said she was extremely disappointed officials in FEMA have denied her request. She was seeking an individual grant assistance from FEMA to help Iowans in Buchanan, Dickinson, Polk, and Winnebago counties repair and rebuild after the storm damage. FEMA officials sent a denial letter to the governor saying the magnitude of damage to homes and businesses in those four counties was not severe enough to warrant federal help. Reynolds announced Wednesday night that she plans to appeal that decision. On Monday, FEMA did decide it will forward federal money to help the state and local governments in 30 Iowa counties rebuild public facilities like roads and bridges that were damaged by flooding. The federal disaster grants will also cover some of the costs of debris removal and other emergency services. Among the counties now eligible to apply for public assistance program funding is Adair and Dallas in our listing area. The tornado that hit and heavily damaged the Marshalltown Lennox plant on July the 19th will cost the company millions of dollars in sales. Lennox International CEO Todd Bluedorn gave investors an update on the situation Tuesday in a conference call with investors.
For the second half of 2018, we are estimating that the impact from the tornado will cause approximately $100 million in lost revenue and $55 million in lost profit for our residential business segment.
He says the Marshalltown plant manufactures their two high-end systems that have a larger profit margin, and that contributes to the profit loss.
We are also moving towards the heating season, and the furnaces are among our highest margin products. The final impact to mention is that we want to make sure we maintain our close dealer relationships and keep our sales force intact, so we are making our sales representatives financially whole during this temporary shortage of enough high-end systems to sell.
He said that the tornado will cost an additional $80 million in charges in 2018.
Which includes site cleanup costs, asset write-offs, and factory inefficiency costs. Over the course of 2018 and 19, we expect business interruption and property insurance proceeds to offset both the earnings impact from lower revenue and the special non-core charges resulting from the tornado.
Bluedorn said the company has a stock of 40 days for some products and 90 days for others, and he says a tight supply could be felt until they're back at top production.
We expect some of the high-end business to be borrowed by others in the short term, but we have loyal Lennox dealer base, and we expect the business return as our high-end volume is demand is met through production at our other factories and Marshalltown ramps up.
Bluedorn says even with all the damage to the Marshalltown plant, they have started limited production.
It's just a matter of how quickly we can ramp up. I mean, it's amazing when you look at the photos of the damage that took place and how quickly our guys are back up. But this we have we've brought back 150 hourly employees. We have our whole salaried workforce back.
The plant has around 1,400 workers, or had around 1,400 at the time of the tornado. Bluedorn said the company has $1 billion in insurance with a $250,000 deductible. He says they've already seen some insurance payments as they work toward recovery. Marshalltown's plant accounted for around 25% of the company's production, and some of the manufacturing of the high-end products has been moved to Lennox's plants in Mexico and South Carolina while the reconstruction is underway.
I hope I never live through another tornado in my business career. But again, it sort of shows the benefit of having multiple factories that produce different products in different locations.
Bluedorn says they're not sure if some of the high-end production will stay at those other plants, and says they will evaluate all their systems and needs as they move forward with the rebuilding of the plant in Marshalltown. In other news, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a stand-up paddleboard demonstration this Saturday, August 25th, from 9 a.m. to noon. The free event takes place at the Cold Springs State Park Beach. After a quick demonstration, you can try out the boards for yourself. If you do not bring a life jacket, one will be provided for you. You must weigh less than 250 pounds. Children must be 16 years of age or older. The final paddleboard demonstration event is September 1st, with times available at 1 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. on that date. The program will be canceled either date if there's unsafe weather or unsafe conditions of the lake. You can reserve your spot for those dates by calling the Cass County Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. Stand-up paddleboard is the fastest-growing sport in the paddling community, not only across the country, but especially here in landlocked areas like Iowa. It's described as a fun, healthy, and total body workout and offers a unique perspective when it comes to being on the water. Also in Southwest Iowa news, the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Lorimore had reported Tuesday that his vehicle had been taken on August the 15th and had not been returned. The vehicle was a 1994 blue Geo Prism with Iowa license plates AXL955. It was valued at $1,000. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.